This is commercial-free CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. It's good to see you this Thursday. First up, an American doctor in Liberia has tested positive for the Ebola virus. Dr. Rick Sacra, a Christian missionary, wasn't treating people with Ebola, but he is in the country that's been hardest hit by the latest Ebola outbreak. And that's one of five things to know about this virus. It's killed thousands in West Africa. Second point, it's a fever. Other symptoms are muscle pain, vomiting, bleeding. It's spread through direct contact with blood and body fluids. Three, there's no cure. About half of those who've gotten it have died. Quick treatment with fluids, vitamins, and medicines seems to help in some cases. Four, there is an experimental drug being used on some victims. Quantities are extremely limited, and its effectiveness isn't proven. Some who've gotten it have survived, some have died. Five, this outbreak, the worst so far, has been largely limited to West Africa, and you're about to see how Ebola has turned parts of Liberia into ghost towns.
Half the population here have either died or fled. Many not even stopping to carry their belongings.
Why are these houses abandoned?
Kazali Johnson told us he lost his 8-month pregnant sister, his brother, niece, and many others. Too many to name. From Zango, we go further into the jungle, through a quarantine gate into nearby Barkuda. Some 8,000 people live here. No one has been allowed to leave. This community has been completely isolated. Of the over 1,000 deaths from Ebola in Liberia, 20% have died right here in this town. The town chief tells us they're worried if the virus doesn't kill them, hunger and disease will. This is what it's like across Lofa, locked in, afraid, and alone.
Sometimes the county health workers are called in to investigate a case, and when they get there, they discover it's actually one of their own. This clinic had to be locked up after all the health workers in it contracted Ebola. Only one of them survived.
Traveling north from Africa to Europe, President Obama visited Estonia yesterday and met with its president. It was a show of support for America's NATO ally and a kind of warning to Russia not to get involved in other European
whatever these
countries
murderers think
like it's accused of doing
killing
in Ukraine.
Innocent like Stephen,
another subject discussed, ISIS, a terrorist
failed.
Group in Iraq and Syria that
because,
slaughtered people
like
who
people
don't agree
world,
with its
Americans
views on Islam.
Are repulsed by
ISIS
their barbarism.
Has executed American journalists.
We will not
it
be
routinely
intimidated.
Murders civilians.
There are
President Obama has been criticized for being too cautious and having an unclear plan of how to address
terrorists.
ISIS. In Estonia, he worked to clarify his
Americans
policies.
Will learn that we will not forget and that our reach is long and that justice will be served.
You've heard of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. This school year, we've been talking more about ISIS. What is the difference?
ISIS and Al-Qaeda have deep ties and a long history. In fact, when ISIS began during the fight against U.S. forces in Iraq, it was allied with Al-Qaeda and shared a name. It was called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And there are other similarities and connections as well. Both these groups sprung from long civil wars. Al-Qaeda, the fight against Russian troops in Afghanistan. ISIS, the fight against American troops in Iraq and later against Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Both groups seeking to establish an Islamic state, a so-called caliphate. Also, both of them willing to establish that state to attack and use brutal violence against both non-Muslims, Americans, Westerners, and Muslims as well, non-Sunni Muslims, but really any Muslim that they consider not devout enough, not extreme enough. But there are many differences, and it's some of these differences that greatly concern U.S. and other Western officials. ISIS has been able to seize and control much more territory than Al-Qaeda was ever capable of. Today, ISIS controls broad swaths of both Iraq and Syria. Two, U.S. officials tell me consistently that ISIS behaves, it seizes and controls territory very much like a military force, not just a terrorist organization. They're much more difficult to fight. Three, ISIS is largely self-funding. It operates as a government in the territory that it controls, issuing taxes. It also uses extortion and theft to get money, and it even sells oil in areas that it has captured in Iraq and Syria. And by some estimates, it's making $1 million a day or more. Finally, although there were some Westerners who joined al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki among them, ISIS has proven a much more powerful magnet for Westerners and Americans. It's now believed, U.S. intelligence officials say, that something along the lines of a dozen Americans have joined ISIS and dozens more have joined other extremist groups in Syria. And the great concern is, what happens when those Americans, when those Europeans come home? Do they bring jihad?